Chapter 7. The Barge Fire. Let's go up to the canal bridge, said Peter one afternoon. I got a new fishing line from the mailman this morning. He gave it to me because I gave him some roses for his sick grandmother. We can take turns fishing with it. The others liked fishing, so everyone agreed it would be a pleasant way to spend the afternoon. They all went up to the canal bridge, where they had planned to sit and fish, but the line was not quite long enough. They enjoyed the view for a while, then the children moved down to fish from the canal path. For half an hour they fished cheerfully, but not a single fish came to bite. They were all staring at the waters when they heard a rough shout. Hey, said the shout in an angry voice. Get out of there! The voice was coming from an angry-looking, dark-haired man on a red barge. The barge was being pulled up the canal by an old white horse on the shore. You can't fish here, said the dark-haired man threateningly. Oh, yes we can, said Peter. Anyone can fish here. It's public property. I warned you, said the man, and he began to climb down the side of his barge. Oh, come away, Peter, come away, said Bobby and Phyllis, afraid of whatever punishment the man might have in mind. The girls climbed to the top of the bank and stood ready to run for home. But Peter stayed in place, which proved to be a mistake. The man leaped up the canal bank and caught Peter by the leg, pulling him down. Bobby was afraid that the man would hurt Peter. To Phyllis's surprise, she rushed down the bank toward Peter. The man let go of Peter and caught hold of Bobby instead. What are you doing? He shouted. Please, said Bobby passionately. Please don't hurt my brother. We're sorry for causing trouble.
Go along with you, said the man loudly.
Straight away, said Bobby sincerely. We're terribly sorry.
Well, said the man, more gently now. Get out of here, and don't come back.
The children hurried up the bank, and the man returned to the boat and picked up a coat. He spoke to a short blonde woman who was on the barge.
I'm going to the cafe, he said. Come find me when the kid is asleep.
The children now saw that the woman was holding a baby. I intend to catch a fish, and he's not going to stop me, said Peter. Come on. Bobby and Phyllis unwillingly followed Peter back to the water.
I'll fish here if I want to, said Peter thickly.
If you insist, said Phyllis. They were sitting on the canal bank in silence when the woman got off the barge, climbed the bank, and came across the bridge.
You mustn't worry about Bill, said the woman to the children as she passed. His bark is worse than his bite. He won't be back for 2 hours. You might catch a few fish before then, she added.
Thank you, said Bobby. Where's your baby?
Asleep in the cabin, said the woman.
Aren't you afraid to leave it? Said Peter.
Goodness, no, said the woman. Who'd hurt a little thing like him? Besides, Spot's there.
The children watched the woman until she disappeared from view. It was getting dark, and the girls were getting tired, when suddenly Phyllis cried,
What's that?
She pointed to the canal boat. Thick smoke was coming from the cabin door.
It's on fire, said Peter blankly. We have to do something, cried Phyllis. Think of the poor dog.
And the little baby, screamed Bobby.
In an instant, all three made for the barge. Peter slipped and fell into the canal. He could not feel the bottom. Phyllis caught at his hair, which hurt Peter, but it helped him to get out. The next minute, he had leaped onto the barge and was shouting at his sisters to stay put.
I'll go, because I'm wet, he yelled.
Peter rushed into the cabin, then stopped to put his soaked handkerchief over his mouth.
Bobby followed him to the cabin door.
Baby? Said Peter, lifting the handkerchief from his mouth. Hi, where are you?
He shouted desperately. Fortunately, the baby cried. Peter felt his way through the dark smoke, found something small and soft and warm and alive, picked it up, and backed out. A dog snapped at his leg and barked at him.
I've got the kid, said Peter, tearing off the handkerchief and crawling onto the deck, where he found Bobby peering worriedly at the cabin.
Bobby caught at the place where the bark came from, grabbed the dog, and pulled it outside. She took the baby from Peter, who was happy to give it up.
Now, said Bobby quickly, you run straight to the cafe and tell them what has happened.
I can't run in these wet clothes, said Peter firmly. They're as heavy as lead, and I'm exhausted.
Then I'll go, said Bobby. Phil, take the baby and keep it calm.
Phyllis sat down on the bank and tried to quiet down the baby. Meanwhile, Peter wrung the water from his clothes as well as he could, and Bobby ran like the wind across the bridge and up the road toward the cafe. Bill was telling a tale to a group of noisy friends when Bobby burst open the swing door and interrupted, shouting,
Bill! I want Bill, who owns the red barge with the baby.
Everyone looked at her in shocked silence.
Oh, said Bobby, seeing the woman and making for her. Your barge is on fire. Go quickly.
The woman started to her feet.
My baby, she cried in a terrible voice. My poor baby.
He's fine, said Bobby. We got him out safe, and the dog, too. She had no breath for more except, Go on, it's all burning.
Bill and his wife hurried to where the barge sat on the canal. Bill leaped onto the barge and filled up buckets of water to throw on the fire. Peter helped him, and they put out the fire together. Bill was so thankful to the three children that he invited them to join him on a trip to Farley and back the next day. Mother gladly let them go, pleased that her children had acted so bravely. It was a glorious day during their trip to Farley, and Mr. Bill was as nice as could be. The children had made yet another wonderful set of friends.
Everyone in the world can be a friend if you get to know them, thought Bobby as they walked back to Three Chimneys in the evening.